From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposal to merge the New York State Bridge Authority into the State Thruway Authority has been rejected by the state legislature. Assemblymember Kevin Cahill, an opponent of the plan, said, and I quote, "We saved local residents from being called on to subsidize distance roads while ours languish," end quote. The proposal was killed during negotiations over the 2020-21 state budget. The plan called for the thruway and the five Hudson River crossings operated by the Bridge Authority to be managed by a single agency. Opponents of the merger feared the cost of thruway projects would be passed in part to users of the upstate bridges in the form of higher tolls. The five bridges operated by the Bridge Authority are the Rip Van Winkle, Kingston Rhinecliff, Mid-Hudson, Newburgh Beacon, and Bear Mountain. The toll for eastbound passenger vehicles is $1.50 for those paying cash and $1.25 for EasyPass users. Westbound crossings are free. The Thruway Authority operates its namesake highway and several other highways in the state, as well as the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Columbia County Department of Public Works is reporting contractors will begin work Monday, April 6th, to replace the Hollowville Bridge. The span carries Columbia County Route 16 over the Hollowville Creek in the town of Claverick, east of the Hollowville Hamlet. County Route 16 will be closed at the bridge site just before the bridge replacement work starts, and traffic will be redirected to a temporary off-site detour. That detour will cross sections of County Route 16 and State Route 23. The route will be identified with signs posted by the project contractors. The bridge replacement work at Hollowville Bridge is expected to take approximately 4 months to complete. And you can read the full story at ColumbiaCountyNY.com. Ryan Whalen is reporting for the State of Politics. The New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision is now allowing all staff to wear either an N95 respirator or surgical-type mask while on duty inside the state's correctional facilities. Employees must supply their own mask. Acting Commissioner Anthony Annucci notified all DOCCS employees of the decision on March 30th. The decision was made, he said, after extensive discussions with representatives of the various bargaining units in order to continue to protect the staff and the incarcerated population from exposure to coronavirus. Those who are incarcerated and under quarantine will also be issued surgical-type masks. DOCCS will continue to provide personal protective equipment and masks to staff who are required to interact with anyone who has tested positive for the virus and has shown symptoms. The department previously suspended visitations, stopped intake from county jails, and limited the practice of double bunking. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.